A proposed distillery on Chelsea Street in Brooklyn is one of the projects the Downtown Development Review Board is considering. City law prevents alcohol-serving establishments from opening too close to churches unless the board issues exceptions. Brooklyn pastor Donald Presley of the Church of God in Christ Temple opposes all current development proposals, especially the distillery that would open down the street from him.
You're destroying the community, and we need help as far as revitalizing, bringing families in where we can promote growth and development for people. That's not going to help us at liquor distillery.
Everywhere you see grass, there were houses.
Walking down Chelsea Street, just a stone's throw from the church, local author and historian Tim Gilmore is recounting the important role Brooklyn played in the Civil War, a role, he says, that's been largely forgotten.
There was a fort here in a blockade that was once heavily manned by black Union soldiers. And after the Confederates won out at the Battle of Alusty, west of town, Jacksonville, as the Confederates marched this way, kind of became a wall against the Confederate march into the state.
Many of the area's original residents were former slaves or black Union troops. Paul Garner has lived in the same house here since he was 5. Now in his 50s, Garner says the vibrant community he once delivered newspapers in is a shell. Industrial development and the construction of the I-95 interchange forced out many of the families he grew up with. And now that more development seems inevitable, so does the erasing of Brooklyn's historic character, he says.
Every time someone brought a property, they didn't think about preserving it like you would do in some other areas like Riverside or San Marco. First thing to do, I want the land, tear it down. It's nothing here because the value of the historical part is not important to them.
Pastor Donald Presley is in talks with the distillery developers as the Downtown Development Review Board is scheduled to take another look at waiving its liquor restriction next month. A lawyer for the distillery developer declined to comment for this story. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.